I want to tell you today about Lorraine. She's my piano teacher's daughter. Back when we were growing up, she was a young, gawky, red-headed teenager. Nice kid, but tall and skinny and a bit awkward. I guess we were all there once, right? But there was something special about Lorraine. Even from a young age, she could play the violin. I mean, not just play. There are plenty of people who play the old fiddle badly. No, this girl could play. I mean, really play brilliantly. Now, the violin is a tough instrument to master, even just to learn to play a simple tune. On a piano, you have keys. It's a lot easier. But on that violin, there are just four strings and a bow, and you need to figure out precisely where to put your fingers to get the note right. Get that finger placement just a millimetre or two wrong either way, and the note will either be flat or sharp. It's the most awful sound. So to make a violin sing, to pick up this lump of wood with four catgut strings and bring it to life is an incredible talent. Lorraine just had it. And now, four decades on, she's recognised as one of the most accomplished violinists in the land. She's achieved some amazing things, not just in her own right, but in handing this gift on to the next generation. All this from a young, gawky, red-headed teenager. How does that happen? Have you ever wondered? Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Each one of us has been created in God's image, and he's given each one of us a unique gift, some talent, some ability that's been handcrafted, woven into our DNA. Your gift may not be to become a virtuoso violinist, but you do have a gift. And as ordinary as it may seem to you, to the rest of us, it is the most beautiful thing to behold. We need your unique gift. We need the incredible ability that you bring to the table because you have something that we don't have. Just like I can't pick up a violin and make it sing the way that Lorraine can, I can't do what you can do. I need you to do what you can do. And the reason that you're so amazing is that you've been made in the image of the living God. He has personally given you your unique gift. Get this, he chose it for you. By his sovereign choice, you are who you are. Just let that sink in for a moment. Doesn't it blow you away? The reason that you're so special is because the God who created the whole universe made you so. That's God's word, fresh for you today.